There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting all of us where it hurts, and it really hurts. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. Super duper, duper duper easy to use. Literally, we are all buying these things. You got to put gas in your car, right? You got to get your groceries, right? So every time I go and purchase these things, I'm getting cash back. It's just that simple. And what do I plan on using for my cash back? I'm getting some vacation braids, baby. That's what I'm doing. To get started, download the free Upside app, use our promo code Kev on Stage, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase or $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app and use promo code Kev on Stage to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code Kev on Stage.
Kev on Stage!
Huh?
4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to His Thing. I'm Kev on Stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Fingers, fingers, fingers. Oh, 2022. It is now August, which means Kev on Stage Masterclass, which if you don't understand what it is, it's how to grow and monetize your social media. I don't know if I've ever made it that clear.
I think that helps. Saying
I'm going to make it very clear. It's how to grow and monetize your social media. It's hard to monetize if you don't grow it. But you actually can monetize your social media without having millions of followers. Let me tell you what I know. You're better off with a 10. Honestly, give me 10,000 strong before give me 1 million who don't care. You want to hear about rappers who have all these millions of fans and their albums don't sell? It's because they don't have stage crew type people. They don't have community. They don't have people who care. Let me tell you what. Our publisher just got back to us, by the way. I should have told Melissa to do that. We are selling outrageous.
Yes.
The audiobook numbers just came in. We are doing well.
Yay! Be hard, but selling this book ain't.
Man,
come on.
No, selling this book is hard too. But anyway,
it's not even out.
It's not even out.
You're selling crazy.
We're doing well. We're doing well, but that's because we have the stage crew,
yeah.
Right? The stage crew, my core group of supporters. I took it personally. Like Michael Jordan said in the doc, the publisher said, "Well, we're just hoping to get 500 books," and I was like,
"In the faith of a chia seed,
are you?" 500, and I told the Patreon, and they took offense. And then I didn't even tell y'all, we was talking about the book tour, and they were like, yeah, we got the venue set up. And this is why the book tour is taking so long. They were like, we got the venue set up, first couple cities. We got you in 150 to 200 seats.
In
Chicago, Atlanta, Houston,
the stage crew,
and Washington, D.C.
They did that to y'all?
I said 150 in those cities?
Oh, no.
They were like, well, I mean.
That got to be sprouted over like 6 days.
Dog. I said 100. I said, you will, this will upset people.
Right.
This will backfire. They will now send scrambling.
They will send the book back.
Duh, I said, you for those cities, you have for one night, and I haven't been on tour this year.
2,000 minimum.
I said, at minimum, at very minimum, in those cities, 1,000 people.
But
250?
No, they weren't really.
They were like, oh.
It's at least three because you were doing two shows a night, seating 1,000.
Josh, we sold 4,000 tickets in Chicago alone one time in one day. So when I told them that, they were like, well, a lot of people say that, but we had, I'm just going to say insert white author's name because I don't know, I don't want to say, and I'm very bad at host
after.
They're like, we had insert white author's name and they couldn't do 200. And I said,
oh, you said the name, but we really didn't know the name.
No, literally.
Like, that wasn't even...
But when they said that on the call with the publisher, the marketing department, everybody, I was like, with all due respect to that author, y'all don't know the stage crew.
Right.
And I couldn't even... I said, if at those numbers, it won't even get out of Patreon. The announcement will be the book tour that you didn't have a chance to buy tickets to is sold out.
It'll be a short story for Patreon.
100. Yeah. I don't even think the Patreon, all the Patreon people couldn't get it at 150 in DC.
To Patreon from the stages.
You would have to do it as a lens announcement on Patreon.
A lens.
Not even a post.
I said DC, that means, because it's DC or Baltimore, that's that whole area.
Yeah.
Atlanta, Chicago, and Houston?
Oh, DMV would be up in arms.
150? You're trying to get me killed.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you're not on Patreon, you will get the tickets much later. As soon as the tickets are available.
If there's any left.
If there's
with
any
the way
left.
They're
and they're
going...
not even able to get me the big venues like I've wanted, mm-hmm. but we're just running out of time. So.
Are you excited about the book tour?
Mm-hmm. Very excited. I haven't seen people. I ain't seen the stage crew. Mm-hmm. You know, so...
I'm messed up, though.
So y'all going to talk about the book?
Mm-hmm. Talk about the book. Have a good time. It's going to be a good time. All right, anyway, let's get started because we got a lot to do today.
We do.
First things first. The Wakanda Forever trailer dropped last week. Jesus. Let me tell you what.
Jesus.
I don't know when's the last time I felt emotions from a movie trailer, right? I was very curious on how they were going to handle Chadwick's because people were up in arms. Mm-hmm. They need to recast T'Challa. The mantle is too... I mean, I'm sorry, not necessarily T'Challa. They need to recast the Black Panther because he means so much to the kids. And out of respect for Chadwick, they should never recast the Black Panther. Let me tell you what, out of respect for Chadwick, they handled this movie with care. Disney is a billion-dollar corporation. They done had 800 Batmans and 2,000 Supermans and in my lifetime three Spider-Mans and the last 24 Spider-Mans.
Four
Spider-Mans in the last 20 years. That billion-dollar movie is too good of a product for them not to ever recast T'Challa. Recast Black Panther. That I didn't think they would do it this movie, but they gonna reboot. If they don't keep it in this universe, they gonna put somebody up under that thing that cut down. So, because and I think it is important to kids, and also they just do that. Mm-hmm. They just do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the trailer didn't have no speaking words for the majority of it.
Right.
Okay. It was just a Bob Marley song.
No woman, no cry.
Right. It was just that smoothest transition ever into "We Gonna Be All Right" and ooh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Chadwick on the wall, because that wasn't T'Challa.
No, it
that was Chadwick on the wall.
Uh-huh.
That was our Chad.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was on there and he was passed away. Listen. And then Angela Bassett was yelling,
"I lost my home." I was like,
"No,
have I not sacrificed enough?"
Yes, you did. And them doggone Mexicans was in that water, and they coming for us, Josh. And we need you to decide whose side you are right now.
I never asked for this.
This is the Tony Hawk, the race war. We have to kill Tony Hawk and Wesley Snipes.
I was on the front lines in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
You were
seeing Black Panther by myself.
And what did your people do? What did Namor do? What? As soon as we lost the child, it was Josh in there. They was coming underwater to the blacks. That was Josh and them people. Keep an eye on him. He been practicing that golf. That's an attack move. Okay, he done lose. He done been losing that weight. He been training under our noses.
Listen,
this whole time under our noses, because you know he gonna go with his people.
No, I talked to his girlfriend. She gonna keep him under lock. She's our inside man.
But man, it was like, I'm super excited to see the movie.
Oh yeah.
I am like, it's November, right? This year?
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's this year.
Yes, God. I thought I had to wait till next year.
Am I tripping?
Did they do, what'd they do to us?
Let me see.
Yeah, November 11th.
Yes, ooh! November this year, November 11th.
So excited for the costumes and the wear.
Is that kind of late for the trailer then?
I think so,
but, too. I'm used to it.
But they had to have a, like, well, actually, well, it's been 2 years since he passed, right?
He passed in 2020.
Was it 2020? Did you start keep your distance in 2020?
Then 2020. And we were outside.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Because they were riding Black Panther 2 when he passed.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Because I was going to say they probably needed a year and a half or two to pivot and rewrite and put the trailer out, because if they were already in production, they were going to make it work.
Oh, did y'all already know that there was a dress code? They're saying that it's all white for the premiere. Is that right?
Black folks, we going to put together a group of...
Yes!
We got... What is that? What's the...
What is we all doing?
Because remember during the first one, it was all African clothes.
Yes, I dressed up for the first one.
Me too. What?
Absolutely. Absolutely, me and Marcus.
Where's the video for all white? I didn't see it.
Listen, I think everybody... Oh, okay. They said there's a video about it? I didn't know.
Sharday said, I'm not wearing all white. I eat food like a toddler.
Oh, I'm not wearing it all white. Now, listen. What I would like to say is that Disney... Oh, that I was about to say, I'm saying it again. Disney know black people. They know what we needed. The way they put together that trailer, they didn't have to do that much in order to sell tickets, mm-mm, but they said, we know what the black folk want. They want to feel something. They want to cry before they get there.
Absolutely.
They want this to be as if, like, nobody, I'm trying to think of a superhero that has died. Was Christopher Reeve? He did.
He done gone on, but he wasn't Superman for a while after, before he passed.
I know, but
he done gone on.
You know, white folk, they don't take superheroes into their own culture as far as in, this is who I identify with.
Yeah.
We were all a part of T'Challa, okay?
He was there.
We were all citizens of Wakanda, so they were like,
yes,
this is their culture, this is their thing. And so they gave it to us the way we need it to act a fool.
Yes.
And we gonna act a fool.
We absolutely are.
And I'm here for all the foolishness. I'm here for people crying as if the Black Panther, not just Chadwick, the Black Panther died.
Yes.
That's how we're about to act.
Because he was, for some reason, so Blade was black, right? And I saw Blade, I saw all the Blades, you know, in theaters. The connection point to blackness wasn't the same for Blade. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There's no like ethnicity story the way they did with Wakanda and black people and all that. Blade was just nigga killing, vampires.
Literally just a, it was
vampires.
Now it was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was dope to see a black man in there.
Yeah.
But Blade was just like, I'm finna kill these vampires. And we were like, okay.
Yeah.
was stabbing him and shooting him. He was a daywalker. He was biting stuff. We were like, I'm all in. But it wasn't like, Blade, together we shall kill the vampire.
Yeah,
we wasn't doing We was all doing this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but Black Panther, we was up in them theaters. It as was black.
We are them.
We is the Wakandans.
Yeah.
I wrote Kev on stage on my list.
Absolutely.
I wrote Kev on stage.
Nigga, you don't know how big this is. There will be a repast after the premiere. Do you understand? I don't know who's cooking the macaroni.
We're in the Fellowship Hall of AMC 15.
Yes. You think somebody is going to pray and open up the doors before the movie?
Absolutely.
And I plan on being there.
We're going to be in there like in the movie, who got the body?
Who got T'Challa? Because
he done passed on. He looked just like himself.
And nobody better sit behind me because they ain't going to be able to see over my church
hat. Oh, my God. I don't know how them actors even acted.
Oh,
we just watching. They had to go on and act.
I've been like, so this scene I cry too, because that's what's gonna happen.
No, you're just eating a sandwich. No, I ain't.
I'm crying.
A sandwich full of tears is what I'm eating.
You all better put his face on the sandwich so that the character is motivated to cry because of his face on the sandwich, because I'm gonna cry.
Oh, yeah. They have a funeral scene up in that Black Panther.
Oh, I'm sure there was a weeping and a wailing.
I want Diddy bopping in Wakanda.
Why do you want Diddy?
I want him to be there because his song is for the blacks.
For the blacks.
Yes. Doom, 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 doom. Every step you take.
Best we miss
oh,
you.
Oh, no. I want
you
Diddy.
You want Faith. We miss you. We miss you. Every time I pray, I'll be missing.
I want that.
No, we need see you at the cross.
No, I don't want him doing that. He's terrifying. He's going to kill six of the Wakandans. He's going to do that to Angela Bassett. I don't want that.
So you won't be lonely.
Let me tell you what I don't want. They is boycotting.
Who boycotting what?
Some of the blacks.
You a goddamn gonna lie.
I'm a truth.
Who boycotting? No, they not.
The blacks was on Reddit.
That's not what Reddit said, right, Kev? What did Reddit say?
Let me double check and make sure I'm reading it right. It looks like, hold on, let me see what they said.
I don't know why people will want them to recast T'Challa. T'Challa is gone, okay? Yeah. His mama then cashed in on his life insurance policy that he got at Policy Genius.
Oh.
With the help of Policy Genius, thank God. Listen, I actually use Policy Genius myself. I got a life insurance policy for my children and my husband. Made my husband get one as well.
I got one on me. I got one on Liz. Liz one got one on me. Yeah. Monty got one. Mm. He don't really, but he'll be okay if we pass on.
And this is no lie. I actually used Policy Genius to get, and it was so much easier using Policy Genius than trying to go and hunt for a good policy myself. And they truly, I remember James, it was either James or Jacob who helped me. And he said he was going to watch the podcast one day to see me say his name during this.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
James, she done said it.
His good Christian dude. He said, oh, tell me about the podcast. I was like, well, I'll tell you, James. Yes, he did. So why pay? But let's talk about this. Why pay hundreds of dollars a year to protect our homes, our cars, and even our phones, but too many of us aren't taking the steps to protect our families' finances. A life insurance policy can provide your loved ones with the financial cushion they can use to cover those costs, and it can protect you with the peace of mind that even in the worst case scenario, they'll be protected. That's where Policy Genius can help, by making it easy to compare your options from top companies. Policy Genius can help you make sure you're not paying a cent more than you have to in coverage. Especially with me and Marcus working together, our funds are tied together. So I wanted to make sure that if anything happened to me, him and the boys are taken care of. It's same way for if something happened to him. Policy Genius is an insurance marketplace that makes it easy to compare quotes from top companies like AIG and Prudential, in one place to find the lowest price on life insurance. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Options start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. Just click the link in the description or hit policygenius.com to get personalized quotes in minutes and find the right policy for your needs. The licensed agents at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance company. They're on hand through the entire process to help you understand your options so you can make decisions with confidence. Okay. Policy Genius doesn't have any extra fees. Your personal info is private. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 3 million people shop for insurance and place over $150 billion in coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. And we are back.
So, what Kevin Feige said is that, for clarity, T'Challa will never be recast, okay?
Yeah.
So people are boycotting because T'Challa's not being recast. That doesn't necessarily mean somebody can't take up the mantle of the Black Panther. But blacks on Twitter were upset that he wasn't recast and won't be recast, so they're boycotting the Black Panther. Let me tell you what will happen if this boycott is successful. nobody's going to be recast. We ain't going to get no more Black Panther movies. The Black Panther person going to be in the other Marvel, you know, films, the big crossover ones, Civil War type, Avengers type. Let them go and see this movie underperform. See if you get black people, period. See if you get them. No, boycott it to the point where they don't make it no more. Now you done won. Now you done taking everybody out. Okay, now M'Baku ain't in there. Winston's Duke, he gone.
He gone.
Lupita.
Friend of the pod.
Lupita, she gone. She ain't going to be up in there being beautiful and acting well. Sure is she out of there. Letitia Wright. Angela Bassett, she gone. Okay, Daniel Kaluuya. I don't know if he even in there. Did you see him in the trailer? I didn't see him.
I don't mean he there.
He was upset the last time. But he out of here.
He was upset when?
Mm-hmm, because, you know, T'Challa didn't kill for his people. So.
Oh, so you saying his character. I was thought you meant
Oh, no,
person.
Not the actor.
This boycott ain't going to be successful.
It ain't.
Listen, let me tell you one thing about black folk. We going to do what the hell we want to do.
We show it.
That boycott's going to be 8 ticket sales less than what was us.
No, I'm going to buy the 8. I'm going to buy the 8 just to make up for it.
You remember the boycott on Black Friday? No. We were like,
funny story
it's
about
called
that?
Black Friday.
There was a person that I know that was in the car with me on Black Friday that year tweeting about how they're going to boycott Black Friday while in the car waiting outside the stores for them to open. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, well, you know, I got to talk about it online, but I had seen some shoes on Black Friday sale. I said, we can't get it together. Oh, also, I just want to say something real quick. You got my mind on boycotts.
Come on, let it out.
Boycotting a gas place on this specific day. We boycott on
it's the dumbest
August
idea
2nd,
ever.
Day we're shooting. It doesn't work if you boycott the gas station on August 2nd.
But you shop there on August 3rd.
Or August 1st. If you prep for gas in front of the boycott or you go, you can't boycott for a day.
That's why I hated Black Friday boycott. And I'll say it again. I feel like I've said it before. The only person we're hurting the way we boycott is us. We're missing out on the deals, and we're going back and paying full price after Black Friday. I ain't going to shop. Then we going to redirect. The only way a boycott works is if you fully redirect your money. Fully, not temporarily.
The Montgomery bus boycott would not have worked. They said, we're going to boycott the buses on Wednesday. Exactly. You got to boycott them. Indefinitely.
They have to know your money is not returning. And people going to keep shopping at Target. They're going to keep shopping at Best Buy.
Target is not worried about no boycott, ever. They literally have everything.
I was like, okay.
Charles Moore said, pay full price. That'll show the man.
That's exactly what it was. I was like, who is in charge of this? We are not organized. Stop putting this crap out here. I was like, so we gonna let all the whites get the discounts with these.
Listen.
No.
I boycott Black Friday on a personal feelings of hating crowds and never wanting to be. When they show them videos of people getting stampeded on for the 2 TVs they have, and this ain't even now I'm doing okay with money. When I was broke, I was like, I'm just not gonna get it.
I was gonna say, you also don't shop like that regardless.
I don't. I don't even like shopping during the holiday season because the mall be having too many people. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, forget it. I'm out.
Love it.
I only go to the store.
I love the adventure. This is for T'Challa. That's what I scream on my way in there. I love it. I have a war cry. I am prepared.
This is for T'Challa, is what you scream as you run into Best Buy?
Yes, I've categorized myself so that I don't have to ever get out of line to go pee. I'm pissing in a bag.
No.
I love it.
I stay my black behind at home from Halloween till Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, no.
I don't even go and get my pretzels. And sometimes I just go to the mall and get a pretzel and go home. I don't even do that.
Or a little Cinnabon.
Oh, I had to made a stop and went to eat and kept on going and went right back to my car.
The only thing about Black Friday that pissed me off is it's now on Thanksgiving. It's not even on Friday.
They
don't
even care about them poor workers.
They're like, Black Friday starts at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. on Thursday. I'm like, I got, guest over for Thanksgiving. I have to be like, I'll be back. I just wanted to check out the sale. It's pissing me off.
I remember when it crept up to midnight on Thanksgiving. I was like, dang, these people want to be eating pie and stuff. Everybody wants a slice of pumpkin pie. They don't want to be rushing over. Now they can't even finish their meal. Yes, they do. There's a lot of black people who eat pumpkin pie. We're not going to be quiet. I don't want to start this argument early.
I'm not trying to. You're trying to argue with me.
I'm not arguing with you. There are black people who eat pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving.
I didn't say they didn't. I didn't say that.
What'd you say? You said sweet potato.
Yeah, because I'm saying what I would be up eating.
Mexicans love pumpkin pie.
And they also love attacking Wakanda, Josh.
Well, you're on our side at this point for pumpkin pie. So
exactly.
You got to figure
that
out.
You over there with them holding the pumpkin pie, throwing it at.
The blacks?
Yes. Throwing it at, what do they call the black one with the bald heads and the red outfits?
The Dora Milaje.
Yeah, my soul roars. Throwing it at
that
them.
That ain't Josh.
That is. This is bald-headed deltas with the alopecia. That's who it is over there protecting Wakanda.
The Dora Milaje. Let me tell you what. When I went and saw Black Panther, I didn't read the comics. Everybody knew everything about Black Panther. I couldn't even pronounce his name. They said T'Challa out loud. I was like, oh. I thought it was Shala.
Shala.
I was like, them is three consonants together.
Shala.
And let me tell you what, black folks love an apostrophe. Even in Wakanda, we done put an apostrophe in front of T. It is not unique to black Americans. Wakanda.
That's what you call it. High comma. High comma.
Said, we will split some letters up, won't we?
Yeah.
That's my baby, T'Challa. His father was, I think his dad name was T'Challa too, actually. Yeah, King T'Challa.
What was his dad's name?
Oh, no, it was Jeffrey.
Stop.
Shut up.
What was T'Challa's father's name?
What's his name?
First of all, the first thing on Google said T'Challa dad. T'Chaka. That T'Challa was the baby.
T'Challa was the baby. T'Chaka was the daddy.
T'Chaka was a daddy. What was the grandfather? To Jerome. That was
T'Chaunsey. What's his name?
T'Chauncey.
His name was T'Chauncey.
Yeah, and you know what? They have been upset with T'Chauncey. He sold the Black Panther suit for a cataract. Had to get it back.
Say catalytic converter.
They had to get the mantle back. T'Chauncey had sold it on some lottery tickets. Owed somebody.
Oh, I gotta check to see if we want any money
on the lottery.
Yeah.
Boy, the lottery. First of all, the lottery is a gentrified numbers game. From the hood.
That had us in a chokehold.
We sure did. Our group chat.
Oh,
we
man. We lit up within the course of 5 minutes.
Yo.
This is how many lottery tickets. But we might have won some money.
I thought the one person got the $1.28 billion.
There's more ways to win. I didn't know it because I don't play the lottery.
I didn't know that. Did you pick those numbers or they gave them to you?
Oh, you know I didn't pick these numbers. I just was like, gimme. I got $350.
We was in the group chat. Let me tell you what was funny. Angel was buying the tickets. So Angel was, I'm talking about immediately. I need my Apple Pay. Here's my Venmo.
Uh-huh,
you know, Josh sent her the money. Liz is sending the money.
She was a tax collector for Pilot.
Bruh. So Greg was in there, had got some tickets, but then he went quiet when it was time to pay. Angel, this is 3 minutes later. Greg, I need my $50. Mm-hmm. Greg. And you know you can highlight the person's name in Apple. At Greg. I need my $50. We was like, hey, Angel, he go.
No, because this is what I didn't want to hear. We hit that one Billy.
You wouldn't have let Greg in if he didn't give you the 50?
I would have, but I would have been mad.
You got to pay him with interest.
Yeah, I've been like, uh-uh. Everybody else put in when we didn't know nothing. Don't come over here late. Obviously, who wouldn't want to jump in late? Oh, I just got to put 50 in and I'll get $100 million? No.
That would break our group chat apart. $1.28 billion. Kev on Stage Studios would be over. Angel would be retired. Angel would dye her hair blonde.
Oh, my God.
Josh would be a professional golfer.
I'd be out.
It'd be over.
Oh.
Josh would throw his camera over the bat. I'll take pictures. I'm a golf man now.
Oh, yeah. What would you have done if we would have, because it would have been $100 million a person, because if we cashed out, it was like 780-something thousand. 80
in cash?
Million. Yeah, it was 780-some million.
Of that, I think they took out. I think you take home like 500 because of taxes, which is crazy.
Okay.
But still, that leaves what? There was, what, six people in the group chat?
Mm. Seven. But we'll just pretend it was $100 million a person.
Just for math's sake.
Yeah. I mean, couples can couple up, right?
Yeah. Well, no, that's what couples.
Oh, okay.
It was seven. Because it was one, two, three, Jason, Greg, Tony, Tahir.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been building a house, but other than that, I'd be doing what I'd be doing. I am doing now, but just on a much more expensive scale.
I was gonna say it'd be like what, 50 to 70 each?
Million?
Yeah.
I was saying close to 100. If we just say it was 700 billion,
that's what dreaming. They got $100 million.
Okay, $100 million. To make it less. Sorry, don't bring so many conservatively logics because I'm just trying to be
$100 million, man. We understand it.
I like. Why to you want to get a 50? Little bonus? Okay, you know, like, oh snap! I was only budgeting for 70. Let me take 100. That's a little 30 bonus.
$100 million.
What you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what's your 100 milli?
Man.
While you think about it, hairline surgery, I'm gonna have that. Liposuction, man boobs gone.
Oh, I don't care what you're saying. Abs.
Put the abs in. Everybody shut up talking to me.
Okay.
I'm moving out there where Will and them is at. Hidden Hills.
Uh-huh.
I'm your new neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say getting new hair?
Yeah, you said
You gotta be careful with the Hidden Hills though, because like Kim's crib was like 30 or 40 million.
Okay, Calabasas. I didn't know it was going like that. 30, 40 million? Sheesh. Dang, that's half my winnings.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, hold on, man. That's going quick.
Reseda.
I'm buying the city.
I'm moving to North Hollywood. Honestly, I would probably just be making content like I am now, but just much. I mean, I would have Idris Elba on Black Card off layaway. Idris Elba, here's $7 million. Appear on Churchy.
Yes!
You're the villain.
Yes! Oh, God, that would be great. This amazing actor just giving you the best.
20. I'm sorry, 20 million. The crib is 20 million. That's still
much.
A lot of money.
That's too much. But I would be going after Idris Elba,
mm-hmm.
Alfre Woodard,
mm-hmm.
Regina King, Regina Hall,
mm-hmm.
Will Smith. Kevin Hart, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I want a buddy cop film.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the captain. Glasses. We got to destroy that church by sundown. And also I'm a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Scarn.
Oh, yeah.
Blood Squad.
I am going to pay Beyonce to be on the remix of Church Girl. Okay.
I will pay my way in.
Oh, I will pay my way in. I'm singing with all of my might, really loud. I mean,
Black Rose featuring Black Rose.
Rose is back.
The other two girls are out. It's me and Beyonce. It's me. Drop it for a player. Drop it. That's how we see it. Church girls getting naughty. It must be the cash because it ain't your face. It must be the cash.
Beyonce has $1 billion. Why she get in the studio?
Huh?
She has $1 billion. Why she get in the studio with you?
She going to let me be on that song.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's
going to
happen.
You going to remix it.
Yeah, I'll pay to license it to get on that.
Oh, got it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're just going to hop on the remix.
Yes.
Your own self-produced remix. I thought you were saying you're going to pay her to get in the studio with you.
Yeah, I want her to help direct me. I'm like, right here, I want to rap. It's hot in this church. Gotta lift up my skirt. Get it, twerk. Yeah. I'm getting on the album. Renaissance, Black Renaissance, whatever you call it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be on there. Then I'm going to take that money. I'm going to hire a bunch of assistants because I don't want to have to do nothing. I'm going to hire them on Indeed, okay? Because Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills. Indeed is a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match assessments and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed matches their job description. The moment they sponsor a job according to Indeed data. I've used Indeed. One thing I loved about it was that truly them applicants came flooding in when I was looking for an assistant. It was
I remember you were overwhelmed, low-key.
Listen, I was like, who is 40 of y'all?
With great applicants.
Today?
Not bad. You were like, great Kev, I never had this many good applicants.
They were really good. They had clean. Social media experience. So it was some people that could actually assist me in the ways I needed to be assisted. Indeed made that happen without me having to run all over the place to find somebody. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job posts at Indeed.com/HTT.
HTT.
Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/HTT.
HTT.
Indeed.com/HTT. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? Then you need Indeed. And let me tell you, last night, baby, after I got off a set.
At a time!
I still had to go home after a 10-hour workday and cook for them goddamn kids. And you know what? They would have gotten nothing if it wasn't for HelloFresh. I fixed them the sun-dried tomato pasta. I promise you those kids would have went to bed hungry if it was not for the fact that I was able to go, Kai, pick out a dinner for tonight, and it took me barely 20 minutes to put the meal together.
Wow.
You get farm fresh with HelloFresh. You get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can know about HelloFresh is that they have easy recipes. They have 20-minute meals and low prep and low cleanup options that provide an even faster route to putting food on the table around your packed schedule. That was literally me yesterday. It's also another reason to eat at home. We didn't talk about inflation multiple times. With HelloFresh, you're not feeling it like everybody else because HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant and even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. I already told y'all what I did last night.
What'd you do last night?
I came home and I cooked them babies some food, and I promise you, my brain, I had given it all at my shoot yesterday.
Yeah, you did. And boy, when I tell you, she is funny. Y'all gonna be laughing.
I was like, brain, my creative energy was out the door. So with HelloFresh, I was able to just follow that daggone recipe card, all the steps, blah, 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 and put together a fantastic meal. Green Chef and Every Plate are now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meals to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love being able to switch between brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount on us. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK16.
SK16.
And use code SK16.
SK16.
For 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Go to HelloFresh.com/SK16. And use code
SK16
for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Well, this happened while we was on break for just a moment. Let me just share it with y'all. Actually, oh yeah, you're right. Okay, here it is. This got pushed down. There was this whole debate, and I'm curious because Angela's a black woman.
Okay.
They're talking about Kiki's net worth.
$7 million.
$7 million. And Zendaya, this was the tweet that went viral. Kiki's net worth is $7 million, and Zendaya's is $20 million. Kiki has been a mainstream success since her career began and has put in substantially more work. She should be one of the highest paid entertainers in the game. So yes, it's colorism. Quick aside, Kiki already addressed this, and she was like, don't ever compare me to nobody else.
Come on.
I am the Kiki Palmer.
Come on, Kiki.
So we're going to pretend we didn't see that when we compare her. We're not going to compare hilarious. Her, but we're going to discuss this. You know, Angel is a working black woman, and Josh's people are attacking Wakandans.
Okay, we got to stop this narrative.
We're not, Josh, because okay. I saw Namor.
Wait till you find out the motive. I'm sure it might change a lot of perspective.
Okay, and then I will apologize, or I'll act like I never said it. I hadn't thought about this, because Kiki Palmer has been famous, not all my life, but she has been working, man, I want to say at least 20, 25 years, because she was a child star as well.
She started working back in 2004, so a little less than 20 years.
Oh, dang, she's almost up there. Mm-hmm. She first came on my radar for real, when I saw Akilah and Abi.
Yeah, so she had been in the game for 2 years by that time, but she worked more than most people could ever imagine in those 2 years as a young person.
And also, another quick aside, The Playmakers, Jason Anthony and I, were on the Keke Palmer show on BET.
Oh, Get Out.
Yeah. No, that was a movie by Jordan Peele. It was the Keke Palmer show. That must have been, let me see, Playmakers on Keke Palmer. And I just want to say, she was probably the nicest celebrity. Oh, it's called Just Keke.
That's dope.
8 years ago, I'm going to put the link in the video that we're watching. Patreon people, you want to just scramble through. All right. So she had her own show on BT. And she, Keke said, y'all don't be pulling up for me. She said, y'all didn't watch my show. Y'all didn't pull up for my movies and stuff. But she was nice to us. One of the nicest celebrities ever. We did this little three-man joke show. It was funny. But nobody, it didn't change our life. Let me tell you real quick. I thought so many things would change our life. When I tell you, I thought we was going to be on the Just Keke show. And when that aired, things were going to be different. I thought BET would be like, we saw the segment. We know you met with us a couple of times and nothing ever happened. We missed it. We got a limo coming. Come on down. We're going to introduce you to Deborah, mm-hmm. Kay, Stephen, mm-hmm. blank check. And what actually happened is the people who loved us was like, we seen you on BET. And then our bills were due. Literally nothing else happened. I don't know how many.
I love your optimism, Kevin.
Same thing happened when I was on Rev Run and Tyrese's show. I was like, all right, didn't work out with Keke. A couple years later, I'm going to be on It's Not Me, It's Men. Okay? With Tisha Campbell Martin going to be on this episode. When this airs.
That's it. I'm changing my phone number.
I mean, I might as well. And then what happened was people I told to watch, watched.
Oh, my gosh. And then the next day,
my bills were due again.
And you went right back to work.
Right. Food Network. The third time. Okay, guys. I know we struck out the first two times.
Was that this when we went to New York?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Got to Food Network. I thought, okay, they're going to create a show. Okay. Diners, Drivers, and Dives with comedians. Okay. They're going to be like, this guy's great. He's a natural on talent. He's so funny. He's good at socials. I mean, we've been having Guy Fieri and these people for a long time. This segment's going to be
new
great.
New chapter? An extended contract for Guy Fieri for another 30 years.
They saw my segment and gave Guy Fieri 3-year, $80 million. All right, man. So that's
over. He got an athlete's contract for food shows that he lies on. He'd be like, yeah, the ingredients on this one.
I mean, why don't I learn?
No.
Everything is going to be the next.
You have to keep dreaming like that, though.
Yeah. Because one of the dreams is going to be a reality.
One day they're going to be like, in my dream, they don't even be sending these. It was a stretch limo. Like Lloyd drove on number two. I don't know why BET was going to send a stretch limo to pick me up.
Stretch Hummer?
Stretch Hummer for North Hollywood? Yes. Is this from BET? No, Food Network. I get them confused.
I get them so confused. Everybody.
The funny thing is, I didn't get paid for none of those.
The BET one. I'm going to take them first. Yeah. I'll be back, and then I'll come and get you all.
When I tell y'all, nothing in my life changed.
Yes, come on, Chef G33, remind them. Dreams don't die. You just stop chasing them, Playboy.
Don't use my shirt, my failed shirt line against me. I'm still chasing. Somebody gonna Scripps gonna send me that. Scripps is the company that owns Food Network. They gonna send me that limo one day.
Kevin.
Hey. Stay up there, Miles.
Miles is tired.
I gotta stop leaning back and hitting this.
You
do. So anyway, back to our discussion. Do you think it's colorism? Why Keke Palmer isn't as mainstream successful as Lauren. I mean, as Zendaya. Lauren is Keke's first name.
Zendaya. I would say that there are many things in play to throw it on just on colorism is laziness.
Laziness?
Yeah. It's a lazy way to analyze these two women's careers.
Interesting.
Zendaya is definitely younger than Keke. I don't know by how many years.
I looked this up. I think it's only like 2 years. Keke is 28.
Keke's still in her 20s?
Keke is 28.
I thought Keke was good at 35.
You're 29, right, Josh? Mm-hmm. Josh 29. Zendaya's 25. They're 4 years different.
Four years apart.
Because somebody was saying that Kiki's, I mean, Zendaya's like Gen Z and Kiki's not. And they're both. No, wait. Well, you're a millennial.
He's a millennial.
Yeah.
So wait, is Zendaya's, when is yours, millennial Zendaya,
Zendaya's millennial. How old is she? 26?
She's 25. She's born in 96.
She's 25?
When does millennial stop? Is it 95?
I don't know. 97 or 98. Because
you're out, right?
Yeah, they kicked me out like a couple of years ago when they redid it. It used to go to 1980, and then they were like,
81?
Yes, then they were like, 81. I was like, well, forget y'all. I don't need to be a part of y'all, no way.
You're Gen X?
Yeah.
The generation typically being defined people from 81 to 96.
Okay, so they're both millennials then?
Yeah, that's why.
Barely.
Yeah.
So, regardless, I will say Zendaya attracts the Gen Z audience.
For sure.
Yes,
that's when she
narratives or stories that fit that bubble.
Well, yes. Also, she blossomed. She blossomed with
when they
the
were watching
generation.
TV.
Yes, where Kiki, we were. She's more part of the millennial journey. She was popping when she was really really young. So first you got to address that time.
Yeah.
When their careers started to take off. Two, you do have to address the fact that Zendaya is biracial girl. And then in her world. So I'm saying that specifically because while colorism plays in that, it is also a whole different level. She is half of a white person.
Why you put it like that?
Because it automatically plops her into a different category.
That's a privilege.
Half of a white person, though?
She's half of a white person. That puts her in a completely different category automatically than Kiki. When you cast Zendaya as Mary Jane, or MJ, excuse me, it's not automatically that you're casting a black woman.
You couldn't have put Kiki in Mary Jane.
Well, them you could, but been. Then it means you're casting a black woman. Casting Zendaya means you're casting someone of color.
Yeah. When I was saying that, I'm saying without blowback.
Right.
What's her name was able to go in without blowback?
So there's already a palatability, like she's more palatability.
And Zendaya's had the Gen Z audience forever.
From Zay Zay and JoJo loved her,
right?
From was it Casey Undercover or Just Kicking It? She was on, because you remember Disney would put you on a show with somebody else and then give your own show. They watched her on somebody else's and then hers, and then they met her. Or in Little Rascal, she was taller than I was.
That tournament, mega fans.
Oh, they were, and then she was in Spider-Man.
They met Will Smith.
Might as well.
So Kiki is not the person that your children were watching when they were little.
What was her early career like? Barbershop stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think she had a Disney show.
No. And that's what I'm trying to say. She's not connecting to the same audience or demographic immediately.
That's what I'm saying.
She might be growing into that depending on what she makes, but like, Nope isn't going to put her in that category.
No.
So. I say what I'm saying to say that while there is there's colorism in play, but there's always colorism in play. We ain't even got to, that's not even a question.
Yeah.
There's always going to be colorism in play. That does not.
Shake it up.
That does not really define, though, the big difference. Kiki definitely in almost everything she does.
True VP. I'm sorry. It was a Nickelodeon show
that Kiki was
Kiki
on.
Had. I was like, she had one of them.
Nickelodeon and Disney are still two very different.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the type of launching.
But True
pad
VP was big though. But
I mean,
the type of launching pad that Disney offers versus Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
There's a reason
Disney
why.
Was a their stars tend to be bigger.
Yeah,
Miley.
They have more money to make them bigger.
Yeah.
I think.
Justin Timberlake, all the Disney kids.
I think one of Nickelodeon's like. Few child megastars products would be like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Or Nick Cannon. He's also making a lot of children to be able to watch.
Ariana Grande had a launching pad because she can sing her face off.
Yeah, she had that red hair and her voice drove me crazy in that show. Kids used to watch that, I used to be like, bruh.
I don't understand what you're talking
about. Oh my God. the thing that she did that was crazy was that when she did that YouTube video of her doing all those impressions. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, she got, she about to pay the taxes.
I know, I saw that.
They coming after that bread.
Are we going to talk about that in the bonus?
Those tax returns did. Come on.
We, but listen,
are we
going to
talk about it in this one or in the bonus?
I didn't. Hold on, hold on. I think it was in the bonus.
You know, I never know. Where. But long story short, Kiki is, listen, she us. And that is where she resonates the most. And when you can't resonate, or not can't, she can do whatever she wants to.
Yeah.
When you don't have hard crossover power, your money is never going to match up to someone who does.
1,000%. And a lot of that crossover power is white people liking you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying, and be clear, because I love Zendaya. Her last name, Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
That's black.
Yeah.
But mainstream success in America always means white people know you and like you as well.
She also has an Oscar, correct?
Yes. She won during the pandemic.
Yes, she is the one of the youngest.
Remember that was the photo
she won Oscar for?
She was like on the Zoom call?
What the black and white? Was it for the black and white?
Malcolm
no,
Marie?
No, I think that was before.
It was, yeah, but she got a whole
it
Oscar.
It might have been for Euphoria.
Is it Oscar or Emmy?
It might have been for Emmy.
Emmy's for Emmy.
It's an Emmy. Thank you. Yeah, she got a whole Emmy. Y'all know what the hell I mean.
I was like, that girl did not win no Oscar.
She's going to win it. She's going to win an Emmy, though.
Yeah.
She was like one of the youngest people to win an Emmy for a lead actress. That's what it was. And I remember thinking, who is that white woman with their arms up?
Coleman. Yeah. You did not. Stop it.
Yes, I did.
Her last name, Coleman.
We over here just ruining it. Her last name, Johnson, to you. She done won an Oscar to me. Regardless, she different.
She's very different.
Yeah.
And the thing that was whack about this whole discussion.
Kiki got an Emmy for what? Is it a daytime Emmy? Because that is different.
Why nobody care
People
about daytime Emmy?
Daytime
what is wrong with daytime Emmys?
Listen, if I get a daytime Emmy, it's going to be like I got an Oscar. But there is a difference in how
we
you
probably
are.
Get a daytime for this.
Why?
This podcast.
Why though? Because when people get the daytime Emmys as part of their ego, they'd be like, you ain't get a performance Emmy.
Right, because that's exactly the reason why. Ooh. It's a different type of Emmy.
Man.
Trust and believe, if I ever get a daytime, a noontime, anytime, brunch time Emmy, I have an Oscar, is what I'm telling you. And I have the whole EGOT just with that. NAACP award, I have an Oscar.
One day.
What was her?
I met an NAACP rep.
Oh, yeah, it was a daytime Emmy. Y'all know it ain't the same thing.
I met a deep...
We ain't coming for Kiki. We
Nobody's
love Kiki.
Coming for Kiki.
Yeah, no, we're not coming for
we're
her.
We're saying we know why there's a pay difference.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We was talking about Image Awards, and I met with... I ran into an NAACP rep, and I was telling him, like, y'all don't nominate me no more. Because I keep losing. Don't nominate. They're like, we're going to nominate you. You just keep waiting. And I was like, I've been waiting forever. And they're like, yeah, but you're not losing weight. And I was like, what does that have to do with anything? And they're like, man, try Noom. And I was like, what do y'all know about that? And they were like, Noom? The scientifically based approach to help you lose weight? This is, if you lose some weight, you have a better chance of winning an NAACP award. And I said, how? How is that? How does that play in? I said, what you mean? They said, man, typically, people like to vote for people who are under 220 pounds. And I was like, guys, listen, NAACP Image Award people, it's not about how much you weigh. It's about how you feel with Noom. They were like, you know what, Kev, you're right. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get distracted with fat phobia. And I was like, you know, I fell off, okay? I lost my Apple Watch, so I wasn't working out because it doesn't count if I can't track it. Yeah, I put it in a pouch at the Kevin Hart thing, and then I took it out because I'd never had to take it off before. I'm like, what's the point of working out if you can't track it? It's not like your body remembers the workout.
Right.
It only matters if you track it. Mm-hmm. But once I got a new Apple Watch, I was back on track. Mm-hmm. And do you think Noom made me feel bad? No. They didn't make me feel bad. Okay? To date, Noom has helped more than 3.6 million people lose weight. Every journey is different, though. So your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active Noomers lose on an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. And 95%. Of customers say Noom weight is a good long-term solution. All right? Noom weight approach is grounded in science. I believe in science. Josh gets that joke. They published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles to inform users, practitioners, scientists, and the public about their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weights psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/SK.
SK.
That's Noom.com/SK.
SK.
To sign up for your trial today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, guys. I know my transitions just make Angel look like
novice.
Run-of-the-mill podcast host. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to do that to my friend.
It's okay.
I think she's amazing. But when compared, there's no comparison. All right. Since we're talking about Shakira, Josh sent this to me the other day.
We were shooting.
Boy.
She's such a beautiful liar.
That's what she is.
They're saying Shakira's Shakira's been avoiding paying taxes. Okay. And they're saying she's up for She faces over 8 years in prison, according to the Washington Post, if convicted of tax fraud in Spain. Oh, how much did they say she owed?
14, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Evading taxes on 14.5 euros. Did you know the euro is down to the dollar?
I might buy in on some.
Dog. That ain't been like that in a minute.
I remember when we went out there, I was like, man, it was like so expensive.
180 to the dollar.
It's crazy.
Now it's right back. Yeah, y'all done talked all that trash. You right here with us. nearly $15 million, $14.5 million between 2012 and 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And she said I hadn't even moved to Spain at that time. Let me tell you what the problem with taxes is. And this is why celebrities always get in trouble. And I understand it now.
Why celebrities get in trouble, Kev?
When you give somebody all the money,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you ask them to give some back. That is much harder than when you take the money up front.
What you say?
I remember, I didn't know that much about taxes. My first paycheck. I'll never forget this day. I had some jobs before, but I always got paid under the table. The lady said, Kevin, you're going to bust these tables for this wedding. I'm going to give you $50 at the end of the wedding. At the end of the wedding, she gave me two 20s and a 10. I said, thank you, man.
Even 50.
Right.
I worked that whole summer under the table, bussing weddings and filling up champagne. I drank some champagne when the wedding was over. I'm sorry,
ooh,
God.
Kevin. Wow.
I got me $50 a wedding every time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When I had my little lawn mowing company, I told them it's $10 a lawn, $20 if it's inspection the next day. I mowed the lawn. They got me the 10. They got me the 20.
That's a good tax you threw on that, though.
Absolutely. Like, and I went out. I've been a marketing genius since I was a child. If I could only mow more lawns on the Monday before Inspection Tuesday, I'd have more money.
Uh-huh.
When I bought candy from the commissary at 30 cents.
Come on.
And sold it for 50 or a dollar, I kept my 70 cents or 20 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So when I worked my full 2 weeks at Burger King, gave me, I think it was like $6 an hour. I calculated my hours times my pay.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to the part that was written on my check.
Right.
And it was supposed to be a thing. It was supposed to be like $375. And my check was like $262.
Didn't that kill you?
Bring me to the king. Take
bring
me to the king.
To the king.
Nobody had Where's told nobody? Me. I looked. They were like, somebody had to sit me down in the break room. They were like, you had to pay taxes. I was like, no one said. They said I got $5 an hour.
Right.
For I was putting the meat in the back.
So give me my $5 per that hour.
$6 in the summer. My friends don't have jobs. And they showed me, they took the person took their finger up from the pay part to the gross. And then they showed, I didn't look at the stub.
Right.
For when what? I opened that envelope, I just flipped that. Oh, right, you can't put that part in the bank.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You don't put the stub in the bank. That's not important. Got your address on it.
So when I looked down and I saw that, I said, who FICA?
Who
Social Security? And that's what really hurt. Coming up, paying Social Security, and then hearing on the news, Social Security going to be out before y'all get old.
Oh, I'm going to kill somebody.
Why are we paying for it to be gone? They still taking it out. It best be
there. Where is it going if it's going
to
be gone?
They don't give it all to the boomers.
That's stupid.
So anyway, Shakira was getting her full check, and they were calling her and saying, hey,
Where's the rest
pay,
of the
pay us that FICA. She was like, ah,
I can't do it.
I don't really live there.
Yeah.
That's why Wesley Snipes got in trouble. Steve Harvey, well, he had an accounting issue.
No,
that's why it's hard. It's hard to put the money aside.
Listen, I just scanned these. We won about $14.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Divvy it up. That's two apiece.
We won $14?
Like 2, 2, 4, 4. Yeah.
I bet they have so much money in unclaimed funds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is
how you get that?
I don't know. I'm gonna take it down to the lottery.
Angel's not gonna go get that $14?
I'm gonna take it down to the lottery and I'm gonna be like, pay up, big boy. Don't you take no taxes out of this neither.
How many dollars? If we paid $300 in and we got $22 back.
$350 in.
And we got how much back?
I think like $14.
So we're
give
negative.
Take, the way she said, give or take.
$326?
Yeah, good mathing.
Shakira couldn't do that.
Oh, actually, you under 336.
That was close.
Yeah, you were pretty good.
That was good, yeah.
I understand not understanding. Money gives me anxiety when it comes to taxes. When our original accountant went MIA on us, I got the bubble guts instantaneously.
Just
I was
thinking
like,
it.
Just be like, because I was like, my taxes have got to get done. Oh, don't do Lord. This. And the fact that I owe like someone's yearly salary in taxes, I try to be like, oh, you know what? It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Why don't feel like that when you pay though?
Because it's not a blessing. It's not.
Man, it's been a minute since I got a tax return.
This is the first. DC's one of the. No. Because I got so many kids. That's why I keep having kids so that we can. Avoid. This will probably take me right over the threshold, though.
Man, that's going to take you right over.
It's going to take me right over the threshold, man. This right here, this Mega Millions.
Oh my God.
I can understand. You know, they just don't do a good job in the educational system teaching us how to approach taxes.
No.
They send us into the workforce blind and dumb.
My son, Jojo, has this aught with the school system. He was like, they don't teach us about like credit, paying taxes, getting jobs. He was like, I don't care about history. I don't care about Pearl Harbor. How am I supposed to pay taxes? That's what I need to know. I need to know how to live in school. And I agree. I should have learned about FICA, gross and net from somebody. Somebody failed me.
Yeah.
School system, my parents, myself. Nobody told me that. That day was the saddest day ever.
I remember in middle school, they taught us how to write checks and pay our bills, and they taught us how to invest in stocks, even though that is completely different now. It's not
really. Mm-hmm. They taught you how to write checks in middle school?
I was in a special program in middle school. Like, we even wrote, this is back in the day when you could write to the company. Like, they were like, we had to look at the stock market, like in the newspaper.
Yeah.
We had to decide what companies we would want to invest in. And they were teaching us, you know, it's sometimes investing in the companies that you use the most or that you believe in. So we picked out some, and then we had to write a letter to those things for them to send us their portfolio.
And they did?
Yes.
Who did you send yours to?
McDonald's.
I'd be going here.
In Mattel.
Got to be a good company.
Yeah. And they sent me a big old thick folder with all the information, when the company started, the whole history. It was a very, like, is it accumulative? Anyways, it had a lot of stuff in there. Plus, Mattel.
You was like, let me tell you what I use. Them toys, and I go down to that McDonald's.
Get me a Happy Meal.
That's good business, though, because those are strong companies.
Oh, absolutely.
To this day.
But I know that was a rare thing that I was taught that. I know my kids ain't being taught that. I also know a lot of that information is now, like, not useful. But they don't teach our kids nothing like that.
No, my economics teacher.
Comprehensive. Thank you, somebody.
What'd you say, cumulative?
Yeah, I was like, that's not right.
My economics teacher, Mr. Tagg, is the one who taught me about credit, how it works, how to earn it, how to mess it up. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't get that lesson from him, I would not have known it. And when I was working at the bank, I remember how many people didn't know. And I'm not even shaming them, because literally if he didn't teach me, I wouldn't have known. Right. I think I would have paid my bills on time, but I wouldn't have known that paying for your cell phone doesn't affect your credit, but paying for your car note does.
Right.
Unless your cell phone goes into collections. Mm-hmm. So there's so many things. If you
how
really
many things
think,
have you had go into collection? Have you had any?
Ever?
You're wow. so good.
Never went into collections. Oh. I starved because I was so terrified of having bad credit.
Yeah. And my I let dad my student loans
oh,
go into collections.
You were terrified?
Yeah.
Felt like a birthright.
I let my student loans go into collections once.
Did you?
Like, oh, I mean, well, because they kind of pawned me. I think we were just talking about this. I had to get a private loan for my summer class.
Yeah, yeah, we were talking about
And that. They were like, oh, yeah, you owe this. I was like, well, nobody told me. They're like, yeah, it's in collections. I was like,
I ain't going to collect it.
I had my first pager went into collections.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never had nothing. I remember my cell phone bill, I couldn't pay it. So I was just like, turn it off. And I sat at home in my first apartment. I was just like, I won't get paid until this day. And then I went and turned it back on. I didn't have nothing.
Oh,
I was
you buying my car. Called them. I was just like,
no.
They're going to turn it off. Yeah.
No. Man.
I don't even like this pager.
I would be starving. I that's why I thank God Melissa's family gave her the strong meal plan in college and that she didn't eat all her food. Because when I was avoiding collections, I was eating the rest of her chicken tenders and fries. I was taking waffles from Costco in a Ziploc bag in my backpack. They would get warm by the time I would get up to the school, and I would find a toaster and heat them up.
Wait, waffles from Costco?
Mm-hmm.
I will never. I don't I care had. About credit that much to be that starving. Oh, come for me. Go ahead, drop them numbers.
I'm going to tell you what I had money to buy, because this is all I bought for probably a smooth. First smooth year I lived in my apartment. In bulk, chunky soups, ramen noodles, corn dogs, waffles. From Costco and them pizzas, them little dollar pizzas. I used to get those from the commissary. I had a freezer full of those, and that's pretty much all I ate.
Now, mind you, I am the same woman that did her grocery shopping at the 99-cent store for a few months before my husband moved to California and was like, don't. But I'll let stuff go. I have let stuff go into collections, realizing,
really?
You know what? This ain't just the same.
Is your credit good now?
Mm-hmm. We got great credit. See, I lived a great life.
I know. Well, that's the thing too. Like even when I was at the bank, I was starting to understand that credit, like it only lasts for so long and it can be rebuilt. But
oh,
I was
yeah.
like,
I had an eviction on my credit.
Eviction?
Yeah. I can tell you all about it at the bonus.
This, you was out here living life dangerously. Let me tell you what's super whack though. Medical bills be killing people.
Oh man,
you can't afford to get sick, and then you get, and then the bill is just outrageous, and people be like, "What do you want me to do?"
Well, with $100,000 bill,
so many people's credit was jacked up for medical bills.
Yeah, they'll do that to you.
In other countries, you could just go to. There's a TikTok thing that always goes viral, and it's talking about how Americans go to other countries and they go to the hospital, and they're like, "All right, you're done. See you later." And they're like, "How much do I owe?" They're like, "What?"
Nothing. Yeah,
and that's just. Unfathomable.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
For Americans.
I got you.
So anyway, we got to do a bonus episode right now. So if you're on Patreon, tune up. We're talking about Angel's eviction, church girls versus Beyonce, the most hated man on the internet, all type of things. Them church folks, them church girls, they was mad at that Beyonce. It was Angel's enemies. So if you're on Patreon, stay tuned. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. If you're not, we still love you. And we will see you next week. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Bye.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Fire. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage, and that chick Angel.